as long as there are men and women of caliber who are sensitive to the suffering of the common person, this world will eventually be what we want it to be. In all continents, there are capable men and women, experienced, who are rising to the challenges which are posed by the numerous problems that affect humanity. And I am confident that this world one day will be the type of world we all desire.
Some of you may not actually recognize that voice, because we always associate Morgan Freeman with this person because he played him so well in the movie. But that's right, we've got 7 super tips from Nelson Mandela.
It's one small step for man.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
We choose to go to the moon, not because they are easy, but because they
are
hard.
I have a dream.
You can't handle the truth.
7.
6.
5.
4.
3.
2.
1.
Super, 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 super.
Super you. Welcome to today's Super You Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Qualman. A lot of you know me as Equal Man. We want to thank our sponsor, Amazon Prime, for making this all possible. And if you're a Prime member, sometimes you get discounts on things like Audible. So if you love to listen to books, then it's Amazon Audible. So check it out. I love Green Lights by none other than fellow Austinite, Matthew McConaughey. As you know, his voice is amazing. Story, even better. So check that one out if you have Audible, or check out Audible today. That is our sponsor. But what am I here for? I'm here to give you 7 super tips because I need them myself. So how do we unlock and unleash that superpower on the world? We all have that superpower within us. It's really about that key to unlock it. Then it's up to you to kind of reach in, grab it, and then unleash it on the world. I can't think of anything better than Nelson Mandela. You know, it's interesting. I was actually in South Africa many, many years ago. This is for the World Cup, and I was giving a talk, and Nelson Mandela was obviously helping open up the World Cup. But such an honor to be there with such a great man. And the thing I took away was that he's like, look, you can do all these things. You can be the president of the country. You can do X, Y, and Z. You can do this and that. And it's not the things that people remember. It's not what I say that matters. It's, did I make you feel something? Did I cause you to do something through that feeling? Did I cause something to stir inside of you? And so I always think about that when I'm writing a book, or maybe I'm about to go on stage, or here I am with the Super You Podcast, which we're podcasting. It's trying to reach into that. Remember what Nelson Mandela said? Just how do you know, even think about it. It's just crazy. I was in South Africa. What a blessing. And sitting there going, okay, am I just preaching, or am I actually causing someone to feel something? And so my hope is that that's what we all try to do in life, is how can we make someone hopefully feel better, or to do something that makes them emotional, that makes them move, that makes them act. But anyways, my hope is that these 7 super tips from such a great man will help you out today, help unlock and unleash your superpower. So without further ado, here is tip number 1 from Nelson Mandela.
You must fight the battle for dignity on the very first day you go to jail. And that's what we did. We put our foot down and insisted in being respected, even though we're prisoners. And we eventually succeeded in that. Well, I was in the company of great men indeed. Some of them more qualified, more talented than I am. And to sit down with them to exchange views was one of the most revealing experiences I had.
All right, as we move into tip number 2, you know, in order to leave the country, which he was banned from doing, he used the name David Motsamai. Hopefully I got that right, David Motsamai, to get out of South Africa in secret. Moving on to tip number 3, if you've never been to Robben Island, where he was in prison, where Nelson Mandela was imprisoned. You got to go check it out. It's just an emotional experience. Robben Island is a short boat trip from Cape Town, but check it out, Robben Island. If you're ever fortunate to be in that part of the world in South Africa, go check out Robben Island. It's worth the time. It's worth the effort. Here we are with tip number three.
Our emotion said the white minority is an enemy. We must never talk to them. But our brain said, if you don't talk to this man, your country will go up in flames. And for many years to come, this country will be engulfed in rivers of blood. So we had to reconcile that conflict. And our talking to the enemy was the result of the domination of the brain over emotions. I hated oppression. And when I think about the past, the type of things they did, I feel angry. You have a limited time to stay on Earth. You must try and use that period for the purpose of transforming your country into what you desire it to be. A democratic, non-racial, non-sexist country. And that was a great task.
All right, as we move on to tip number four, his activism continued while in prison, both inside the walls and out. He was a mentor to other prisoners and taught them about nonviolent resistance. He also sent notes to the outside world, and he was a consistent symbol for the anti-apartheid movement. This is while he was in prison. He could have felt sorry for himself, but instead he knew, look, this is bigger than me. Let me do something about it. When I'm on Robben Island, I'm going to actually befriend my prison guards. If you, like I mentioned, if you do go to Robben Island, you'll actually talk to prison guards that actually were there when he was there. So it is quite moving. Here we are with tip number three.
Every human being, young or old, is an inspiration to those who want solutions to problems, national and international. You can get a lot by listening carefully to what they say, sharing with them intimate feelings. But children, of course, I have not seen for 27 years. And when I came out, I had to pay more attention to them because, as you know, children are the most important asset in any country. Any country that does not care for its children is not worth to be called a country.
All right, for tip number four, you might not know this, but he loves sports, and he actually used them as part of his activism. He believed that the sport has the power to change the world. It has the power to inspire. It has the power to unite people in a way that little else does. It speaks to youth in a language they understand, and that sports can create hope where once there was only despair. It is more powerful than government in breaking down racial barriers. So think about that, the power of sports. All right, here we are with tip number four.
Well, my heroes are men and women, to whatever station in life they may be, who are committed to removing some of the most serious socioeconomic issues that affect the common people. Poverty, which is the greatest challenge facing as human beings in this century. Illiteracy, hunger, starvation, terminal diseases like HIV/AIDS, cancer,
These are the people who are my heroes, whatever station in life they occupy.
In 1990, he was released from prison by President Frederick Wilhelm de Klerk. The two now share a Nobel Peace Prize. And did you know, you think about that, 1990, it's been over 30 years since his release from prison. Here we are at tip number 5.
As long as there are men and women of caliber who are sensitive to the suffering of the common person, this world will eventually be what we want it to be. In all continents, there are capable men and women, experienced, who are rising to the challenges which are posed by the numerous problems that affect humanity. And I am confident that this world one day will be the type of world we all desire.
Crazy enough, tip number 6, the year that Mandela was elected president of South Africa was also the first year he ever voted in an election in 1994. He was 76 years old. Obviously, he couldn't vote when he's imprisoned, or he didn't have the right to vote before they got rid of apartheid. So think about that. The first time he was able to vote was the moment that he was able to win the presidency, which is in 1994.
If you spend 27 years in jail, where you waste your life, the flower of your life, you have no time to be negative, to be pessimistic. You select a target which you feel will enrich you if you strive to attain that target. If you are going to do that, there is no time for bitterness. You must mobilize everybody who has the skill, the talent, to enable you to reach your target. And therefore, you have to treat every human being as one with impeccable integrity and honesty. Because if you do so, that is how people are going to relate to you and will support you in all your endeavors.
Our final tip, tip number 7, my favorite quote of Mandela's, or one of my favorites, is resentment is like drinking poison and then hoping that it'll kill your enemies. So think about that. Resentment is like drinking poison and then hoping it'll kill your enemies. Here we have a tip number 7.
Well, reconciliation, generally speaking, takes place where there are two or more contending parties to an issue. It is normally the more powerful part in that dispute that takes the initiative. In South Africa, we had the advantage, the oppressed, of a just cause. Numbers in comparison to the ruling minority. We have the support of the international community. And everybody, when we returned from exile, emerged from underground, came out of prison, there was no doubt that this was the future government of the country. We destroyed white supremacy as the liberation movement, but we could not effect a peaceful transformation without talking to our enemy, addressing their fears as a minority, and the trauma of losing power. It was under those circumstances that a reconciliation took place in South Africa. Here, the situation is different. The Aborigines are a minority of about 2 million, if I'm not mistaken, in a population of about 10 million. They are not in the advantageous position in which we were in South Africa. We would therefore expect the ruling majority to take the initiative to ensure that the feelings of that minority are addressed and that programs of upliftment are made available to them.
All right, there you have it. Seven super tips from the one and only Nelson Mandela. And this is what I love. He is so thoughtful about education. Education is the most powerful weapon which you can use to change the world. So go check out Khan Academy. Go check out edX.org. These are free educational tools that are out there for high schoolers and also for college students around the world. So education can change everything. So I hope this podcast helped change your mindset a little bit. I hope it made you better at whatever you're trying to do, better person, better at your profession. And again, this is the Super You Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Qualman. Most of you know me as Equal Man. I want to thank Amazon Prime, Amazon Audible for making this all possible. And most importantly, I want to thank you, the listeners. Thanks for putting all those 5-star ratings on this podcast. Can't thank you enough. It's always very humbling to receive those. And keep the notes flowing in as well. Equalman at equalman.com. Huge thanks to producers of this show. You've got Jake Brin, you've got Savannah Pettinger, and then you also have Kelsey Gomez. So thank you so much for everyone, for all you do. And in the meantime, remember, this Equal Man reminded all of us, it is not what we take from the world, it is what we leave behind.
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Super, 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 super,
super you.
Oh, yeah.